Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
My mum and dad have just got back off holiday.
Where have they been?
I went to Greece.
Greece?
Yeah.
Did your dad take your mum up the Parthenon?
I beg your pardon.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Help, I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, is it okay to walk around in your boxers in front of your best mate's parents? How do you down a shot of tequila with class? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not. If we were cheeses, I'd be a mature cheddar, you'd be a cheese string.
Ah, yeah.
That wasn't a compliment.
Oh, was it not?
No.
Oh.
Cheese strings are those cheap, tacky, nasty things.
Yeah, I'd be a baby belt. No, I'd be a Dairy Lee Dunker. Yeah.
Right, are you ready for your G&D?
I'm always ready for a G&D, my little G&D.
Could you pass me the D?
Do you know what that means?
No.
If I said to you, do you want me to give you some D?
Yeah, I want it.
No. D, when they say I love the D.
I don't actually want to know.
Say I love the D.
I love the D. Now, would you get...
Do you love the D?
Yes, and I'm going to have some now.
I don't know what that means, do you? When was the last time you had D?
Well, last week.
Did you have some D last week?
Yeah, when you and I got together.
Oh, God. All right, if you're listening, we didn't have sex last week.
What?
D means dick.
Oh, my God.
I love you so much. And you say, oh, he loves the D, or...
Who's to toast?
To the
well, we were talking about higher education last week. We've also earlier this series talked about do we call it lower education? What's sort of school? No, school.
Yeah.
We talked about standard education. So why don't we toast one of your favourite teachers?
Oh.
Did you have favourite teachers? You went to a lot of schools.
Yeah.
Which apparently was nothing to do with expulsion.
No. I had loads of favourite teachers. I'm gonna go for Mrs. Crank and Miss Wilson. Mrs. Crank.
Were you taught by one of the crankers?
No. Oh, she was my IT teacher.
Right.
She messages me on Insta now. To Mrs. Crank and Miss Wilson.
Mrs. Crank.
Yeah.
Mrs. Crank and Miss Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, we're not toasting one of your teachers?
Mr. Binns. This episode, we're talking about television.
Yep.
We were supposed to be doing a little Sexted My Boss bake-off.
Oh, we were, weren't we?
This was producer Ben's idea.
Yep.
Which he did mention last minute. Mm-hmm. I've been incredibly busy, so it's all very well coming up with this, but I haven't planned any baking. So Ben was like, OK, you don't have to. You can judge what Jordan and he brings in. Well, Ben, as per, couldn't be bothered, so hasn't actually brought in anything.
I was going to make some cornflake cakes, and
right.
I've not had time.
So our bake-off has gone really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll do that another time.
Sorry about that. We could do it next week.
Are you watching Bake Off?
Am I watching Bake Off? Of course I'm watching Bake Off, yeah.
Do you know, I've never watched an episode.
Shut up! Why?
Oh, no, that's... I tell a lie. I watched one of the comic relief ones years ago in the old incarnation with Dame Edna on it, because I like Dame Edna.
You've never... I thought this would be right up your street, Bake Off.
I'll tell you what it is with Bake Off. When it started, mm-hmm. back in the day, I was a bit miffed because suddenly everybody was into baking.
Yeah.
I had been baking for years and people would bring me things as if they had just discovered baking for the first time. You know, and I thought, I've been pressing my friends to my lady fingers for years. So instead of the bake-off, we didn't do that. We went for our team lunch at Detox Kitchen, hashtag not a sponsor. Mm-hmm. Terribly healthy. The waiters dropped off me.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
It was very nice.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I got a 3-piece salad and salmon.
Nice. I had a 2-piece salad and chicken.
And then, yeah.
And Ben had a little bit of a lefty tendency, and he went for 2 salads and a veggie burger.
Did you, Ben? Did Ben get a veggie burger?
He had no meat.
Did Ben not have a... Have you gone veggie?
No, he's not veggie.
I'm thinking of going veggie.
What?
I am, I'm serious. I just...
As long as you don't go vegan. You know I have a policy, I don't cater for vegans.
If they do veggie Billy Bear meat, then I'd be well up for it.
Well, obviously they're not going because it's Billy Bear meat.
I keep watching videos and I'm thinking of going veggie. It was nice.
Stop watching the videos.
But I've just had a normal Coke, not a Diet Coke, so it kind of cancelled it out, really.
That's another thing I've never had. Coke, Pepsi.
Yeah, I've known you for years and you never cease to amaze me. So I had a Coke before... and William's like, and I brought a can over for producer Ben and a can over for William. And he was like, oh, no, thanks, I don't drink Coke. I was like, I'll get you water. He's like, I've never drunk Coke. You've never had a Diet Coke either, have you?
No.
Why?
Because it just doesn't appeal and I don't want to.
I used to love Saturday afternoons. My dad used to take us pub. We used to get a bottle of Coke, pack of crisp.
Right, well, I'm thrilled for you, but it's not something that I want to ever have.
That was the only time we were allowed it, really.
Did you have Panda Pop, Jordan?
Oh, yeah, Panda Pop. That reminds me of school discos.
No, we should just point out, I have no idea what Panda Pop is. I've just been asked to ask you that.
Oh, yeah, I used to have Panda Pop. Yeah, we used to get you off your rocker then. So
what is Panda Pop?
It's just Panda, like, there used to be Panda Cola and it used to be like bubblegum flavour and it was in a little bottle. Oh. And I used to remember them. They always remind me of school discos, under 18s discos I used to go to when I was under 18. I don't know. And it wasn't like 20 odd going to under 18 discos. It used to remind me back when you'd go up to a girl in school and you'd be like, I love, can I get you? Cause, can I get you a Panda Cola, a Wamba? Do you want a chomp? A chomp is in the chocolate bar. That's how I used to chat girls up at discos.
Thank God you didn't offer her a finger of fudge. Which brings me on.
Oh, God.
Which brings me on, Jordan. Look what I've brought you from my local Knightsbridge convenience store.
Harrods.
Yes, I've brought you a fudge selection.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in a fudge shop in Blackpool recently.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best fudge I've ever had. It's if you're ever in Blackpool, it's on Promenade. It's near near the new Wetherspoons. It's a little fudge shop. It's so good. I had the best butty of my life this week as well.
Did you?
In Warrington. I got stuck at Warrington train station. And it's fantastic. Anyway, go on. I'm not a big fudge fan, apart from the one in Blackpool.
Really? Kel's surprise. So we've got...
Who is he? What does that mean? You say it all the time.
Kel, no, it's not. He's not a person. It's a French thing.
What does it mean?
Kel's surprise, as in, what a surprise.
Oh, you're being sarcastic?
Yes.
Ah.
Now, with our fudge selection,
ooh,
we've got what looks like a lighter coloured fudge.
Yeah.
And we've got a darker coloured fudge.
I'll go for the darker coloured one. This is my problem with this. It's from Harrods, but it looks cheap. You could get it. How much did you pay for this?
How much would you pay?
For fudge?
Yep.
I usually buy fudge from my grandma because she loves fudge. Oh, is this chocolate?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. You're the one that selected
it. I'd pay about a tenner for it. Most.
Good. Well, that's what £10.
Oh, is that a tenner?
So there we go.
I'd get that from grandma.
We'll take a photo of our fudge and stick it on our Instagram.
No, I don't like it. Ugh.
Mm. I've just opened that.
And
also, you're the one who selected the darker colour fudge. The most interesting looking fudge is the lighter colour fudge.
What's the etiquette way if somebody offers you something you don't like it? What do you say?
Oh, it's always better to swallow, not spit. It is.
I'm on about food.
Yeah, so am I. Try and just swallow, carry on, and then just discard anything that you haven't popped in your mouth on the side.
Right, oh, okay. Would you say that for the other thing as well?
Hmm?
The other thing.
Well, if there's anything else that you don't like, then just swallow that and carry on.
Fantastic. Right.
At least the tin is nice. And today we're talking about television.
Yep.
And you've had a bit of a foray into television. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're fairly a radio man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this. I was on This Morning, weren't I?
You were.
What a disaster.
It was not a disaster.
Oh, it was. Right, OK. So I was on This Morning a few weeks back now. And they asked me to go on. This is how long ago it was, about Theresa May.
Right.
Dancing. I'm going to have to spit this fudge out. I'm sorry, it's mingling. I spat. I'm sorry. I'm not a swallower. And it was about Theresa May. It was about Theresa May dancing.
Mm.
And they asked me to come on. And I was like, yeah, why not? I'll do it. And I didn't get set up as such, but basically... It went wrong. I got a load of stick on Twitter. And
in fact, there was a Daily Mirror article I've got in front of me with radio DJ branded ageist and a numbskull by disgusted This Morning fans saying that over 40s shouldn't dance.
Right. First of all, if you're listening to this, Google that article. Where
it's all right. We'll tweet it.
Tweet that out. Right. OK, because this proves how a newspaper and the media can twist something. OK, it wasn't like that. It was, in my opinion, it was lighthearted. Everyone was laughing. It was a bit tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, Eamon was laughing.
And I've watched it back, I never said over 40 shouldn't dance. I said mums and dads shouldn't dance in front of the kids, it's a bit embarrassing, and Theresa May shouldn't be dancing, it's certainly a bit embarrassing. I knew I was going to get a bit of stick on Twitter. But to be branded an ageist numbskull...
You were quite, what's the word, shell-shocked.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
But also, we looked through your Twitter, you had, five tweets.
I know, and this is what I mean, they've twisted it into, like... And then, of all papers, The Sun...
Yeah.
Did another bit, and The Sun said, Radio 1 DJ has This Morning fans in hysterics. It's like, well, get it right.
Well, you did.
That's what I mean.
Don't listen to what some journalist who's sitting there with copy deadlines, desperate to produce X number of articles a day, has written.
Exactly. So, yeah.
And also, again, you had 5 tweets and you were getting worried about it. I only have to get out of bed in the morning and I've got 14 tweets telling me I'm a twazook.
I don't know how you cope with it. Yeah, so it was the first time on telly. That I were impressed with Green Room. You see how many croissants and stuff to see it properly. You see how many pastries they had out and stuff in Green Room.
They look after you well.
Yeah, they do. And they did me hair and makeup. And the best thing about it was, my mum said afterwards, she went, I thought it was really good. She's like, tongue in cheek. She said, I have got one thing, and I thought, oh, here we go. She said it, and it's not a criticism. I was like, all right, it's a criticism. Yep. And my mum said to me, she said, your teeth did look a bit yellow.
I'll sort that out for you.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. There's a tweet here.
Okay.
Hashtag this morning, that Jordan North seemed like a right boring twit. Well, I think he's put twit. There's an asterisk. Relax and enjoy life, mate. Don't think your career is going to last long with that attitude. Hashtag Jordan North.
Oh, is that just come in? Or is it
No. It was from...
Yeah,
from
that was the sort of thing. Like, it was meant to be light-hearted.
Two likes, so don't worry.
It was meant to be light-hearted. Like, it wasn't... I wish I do... I think... I don't know. I think I kind of regret going on.
You did very well.
I don't know. Remember, if you want to help with something, then you can send us a message on Twitter or Instagram, or Insta, if you're cool, at Sex and My Boss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at sexandmyboss.com. What does trepidation mean, by the way?
Whoa. I mean, why are you asking me this now, 412 episodes in?
What is it? Like, your tales of trepidation? Like, your tales of troubles?
Yes.
Your troubles?
Yeah.
You can send your tales of trepidation to help at Sex and My...
No, you've said it wrong
again.
Oh,
I haven't, have I?
Yes, you said trepidation.
Oh, I've been nailing it lately. Like you were with a D. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at sexandmyboss.com. You can write to William. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com. And this episode is all about television. Telly. Have you been watching Bodyguard, first of all? Don't ruin it for me because I'm 2 episodes behind. Go on.
But it finished weeks ago.
Yeah, I know, but I've been so busy lately. Honestly, I've not even watched any porn lately. That's how busy it's been. Honestly, that's how busy I've been lately.
Busy, busy, busy.
So, go on. Have you watched it?
Yes. Yeah. I'm all up to date.
Right. We're not going to give any spoilers because I'm so behind on it. And I was well into it. I was watching it every Sunday night. And I tweeted, okay, I tweeted, I've not watched Bodyguard yet, and a gif of somebody peeking. Mm. Like, it was like me saying, this is me today.
Yeah, hilarious, yeah.
Wow, cheers. And loads of people tweeted me spoilers, thinking it were funny.
I did read some of them, and not all of them were true.
Oh, good, because I'm like...
It was people being deliberately...
Arseholes.
They were being silly.
Yeah, so, I mean... What do you think? Is it okay to go on Twitter and talk?
No, look, at the end of the day, it's a live event, mm-hmm. okay? And part of the fun of these live events is, I think, and where Twitter comes into its own, is seeing what other people are saying. Twitter is not representative of the general population. So if you've read it on Twitter, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's how the entire world is thinking. Mm-hmm. We'll caveat with that. But for something sort of fairly neutral, like Bodyguard or... Strictly or X Factor or whatever you're going to watch or the state opening of Parliament, whatever happens, the live event happens to be, it's just a group of people's reaction. I think you can't say, oh, well, you can't tweet about that or why are you tweeting about that because it's ruining it for me. If your diary is so busy that you don't have time to watch whatever, yeah. then that's your fault, not theirs.
Yeah,
Can mute words on Twitter, though, Jordan.
Yeah, you've told me about this, but...
That's what you should do until you watch it, maybe.
Yeah, I probably should, yeah.
Like I muted Love Island World Cup, Jordan North, producer Ben, over the summer. Mm-hmm. You can do the same with people that are tweeting about Bodyguard or whatever.
Actually, I kind of agree with that. You can't whinge if you see a spoiler on Twitter. No. It's kind of your fault for going on. When I worked in commercial radio...
Yes.
Somebody called up the station.
Yeah.
And we don't know if... I think it was a bit of a piss take. I was talking about the Titanic and someone called up and said, I'm really unhappy with your presenter. You give a spoiler away. I've never seen Titanic. And he said that it sinks at the end.
Oh, dear. That's a great anecdote.
You didn't think that was one of my best stories, did you?
No.
I hate it when... I'm very hit and miss with my stories. I can tell some, and people laugh, and others go down like a fart in a lift, don't they?
Others go down like the Titanic.
Bodyguard's good, though, isn't it?
Bodyguard's very good.
What did you think about this scene with the Home Secretary?
What? I mean, Jordan, that was literally like 5 years ago.
I can't get over that.
An old episode.
I can't get over that the BBC had the Home Secretary doing that when she...
Right. Well, it's fine. It sort of, you know.
Give yourself an L.
I looked the other way.
Did you?
I was a gentleman. Yeah.
Was that the etiquette thing?
Yeah,
to do?
But it's very rare that I actually watch something that's on currently because I much prefer rewatching things.
Is that the etiquette thing to do?
Oh, God.
If the Home Secretary is pleasuring herself on the television, you are meant to look away.
I would say so, yes.
Okay.
But it's very rare that I actually watch something that's live. I prefer rewatching things.
Yeah.
I'm
do,
rewatching
actually.
Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
Diamond, yes.
How come?
Well, because it's one of my favourite TV programmes.
Really?
Yep.
You've got, actually, William's got a signed picture of the...
Marsha Cross. Brie Van Der Kamp.
She's the...
Latterly Brie Hodge.
The lovely redhead in the thing.
Yes, she's the domestic one. But yeah. I have to say, Mikey is my partner, Mikey. We will sit there. It's a bit pointless rewatching because we'll sit there and the episode will start and we'll go, oh, is this the one where Edie dies? You're like, well, why are we rewatching this? Because I'd forgotten that. And he'll summarise the episode as if to sort of assert how good his memory is before anything happens.
Oh. See, do you know what I'm bad for?
Hmm.
I'm good at predicting what's going to happen.
Are you?
So I do it in films all the time. Mm. And it annoys people.
Well, like in the Titanic.
Yeah. I said, what's the Titanic? And I said, I've got a funny feeling this thing's going to sink.
What?
This thing's going to ship.
It's not Amazon Prime.
This thing's going to ship. This ship's going to sink.
Thank God you said that.
This ship's going to...
Anyway, that's enough about us.
I like the thought you and Mikey still cuddled up together watching.
Oh, no, we don't touch.
We've got
a new sofa now. It's so large that he can sit on one end and I can sit on the other.
Do you know, I went round to William's house, right, recently. I went round for a brew and he put a tea towel...
You went round for a cup of coffee.
I went round for a cup of coffee and he put a tea towel down on the sofa.
Well, it was a new sofa and I didn't want you to contaminate it.
And I quote, he said, I don't know where you've been. I'll just come on the tube.
Quite.
I don't know why we are friends.
Anyway, that's enough from us for a moment. Now it's time for a little sojourn.
Eh?
Sojourn means break.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about telly, but we have no idea what problems of yours are coming next. You hear it for the first time just like we do, and we cannot and will not be held responsible for the nature of the following conversations. These are all questions and stories sent in by you, the wonderful G&D Divas. Hashtag G&D Divas as well if you're listening. Remember to tell us if you're a G&D Diva. That means if you're a G&D Diva, somebody that listens to Help, I, Sex and My Boss. What are you opening there?
The envelope. Right, here's
don't make any more noise.
Here's the first question from Holly.
Hiya, Holly.
Quick question for you. I often make a lot of assumptions about a person by what they watch on the box. Do you think that you can or should judge a person by their favourite television show? Or what's your favourite television show?
My favourite...
You can only pick one.
No, because it's like depends on genre.
No, you can only pick one.
My favourite thing on the television ever... is The Apprentice. My favourite ever TV series is Mad Men.
Oh.
All Sopranos. So I would say to you, my favourite television show's The Apprentice. I love The Apprentice. I've watched them all. Or Mad Men is my favourite ever series.
Right.
What would that say about me as a person?
Well, The Apprentice one is that you have absolutely no taste in good quality television.
Why not? It's great.
It is so... it probably used to be good initially. In the initial series... When it was on BBC Two and people like James Max, etc. used to be on it, when it wasn't as over-formulated as it is now...
Yeah.
It was very good. It's just a little bit...
Oh, I love it.
You can
it.
See the hand of the producer.
No, I love Alan Sugar as well. He said, get out of my boardroom! You mag!
That's Lord Sugar.
Anyway.
But yes, I think you can. I think what someone's televisual choice and how much television they watch says a lot about them.
I watch a lot of telly, just not recently.
Whether you go to their house and there are more books on display than there are DVDs, I think says a lot.
Ooh, I'd say 50-50, wouldn't I?
Hmm. Yeah. Well, actually, you are quite literate.
Well, no, I read a lot.
what book have you read recently?
I've just finished Eleanor Oliphant is Perfectly Fine, which Reese Witherspoon has just bought the rights to make a film. And I'm currently just started... I'm no longer talking to... what is it? I'm no longer talking to white people about race, which is really good. Really good.
Okay.
Yeah. You get surprised when I talk about books, don't you?
Well, yes, because you read sort of those sort of books, which sound quite sort of intellectual. And then the next minute, you tell me you're reading Joey Barton's autobiography. So
good book. But if you're into football, read Joey Barton's book.
He's slaved away writing that.
Really good.
Okay, this question is from Jess.
Did we even answer that?
Yes.
What did they say?
Can you judge someone by what TV programmes they watch? Yes, and I think if you get asked that at a nice dinner party, you might want to have a bit of a alternative answer.
No, I don't think you can judge someone too. I mean, I've got lots of friends that watch a lot of reality TV. My mum loves all those Housewives things, and I just think, hey, if that's what they watch, that's what they watch. Who am I to judge?
Okay, this is from Jess. Jordan and William. Oh,
hey.
You can see her preference. She's reversed the order of precedence. I feel I can predict what your responses to this one are going to be. But how do you feel about eating your dinner off a plate on your lap whilst watching the television?
Good question. We were never allowed to do this as kids. Only on a Friday and Saturday.
So you weren't never allowed
well,
to do
no,
it?
Well, no, we were like most people have the tea in front of the telly. No, we used to have to have it at the table.
Tea or dinner?
We are not going into this. Oh, my God. Dinner, tea.
Yeah, my dad used to make us have it at the table, but no, I don't think there's anything wrong with that now.
If you're ill, it's fine to have it on the sofa.
I think you should try maybe once or twice a week to have your tea at the table. But yeah, I have my tea most of the time in front of the telly, watching The Chase.
The Chase? That's on at like 4:30.
It's tea time. It's on at 5, 6, I think it's on at. They say, though, it's not good for you because you don't take in the meal and you don't feel as full.
No, because you don't look at the meal. And when you look at food, our brains produce saliva in our mouth, and saliva helps digestion. So if you're not producing enough saliva in your mouth, you're not digesting your food, and thus you put on weight.
Are you saying that you're not allowed to do that?
It's better. And generally, you can spot people who eat their food more regularly on sofas than they do on tables by their bad table manners.
You are avoiding something here. You have your tea on your lap in front of the telly a couple of times a week.
I have my tea, yes, my scone.
You have your dinner, don't you? Your main meal, your evening meal.
Occasionally.
If I'm
feeling a little bit unwell or
you're
off colour.
Common as muck, honestly.
But
you're
filth. Where do you have your breakfast?
You were bloody dragged up, you.
Where do you have your breakfast?
It depends. Sometimes I just have it in the kitchen. I never have my breakfast at the table. Unless I'm having an omelette, I just usually walk around with it. I'm getting ready.
I don't think you'll want to judge.
Where do you have your breakfast?
At the table.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yes.
Who's got time to have the breakfast at the table in the morning?
Mike and I probably have a more formal breakfast than we have a more formal dinner. It gets progressively more relaxed as we go through the day.
Where do you have your lunch?
At the table. Well, it depends where I am. I'm often at the Ritz.
Of course you are.
The next question is from Trevor. I live with a couple of other lads. We all enjoy our television. We absolutely loved Bodyguard the other week. The issue was that one of my flatmates missed the first episode, and instead of catching up on it like a normal person, he started from the second episode and expected us to fill in the gaps. Can you not talk over me?
Sorry.
Now, not only did he miss a great bit of telly in that first episode, it was also extremely annoying for us to have to get him up to speed. Should I have just said no, get out, never expect anything from me ever again?
That's annoying.
It's very annoying.
You know, my dad works away. Yes. He does that all the time. So when he comes back, he does like 2 months on, a month off. Mm. When he comes back, he's like, who's she?
What's have you got
doing?
Nits? Why are you scratching?
I don't know. I'm scratching, aren't I? No, that's weird. That I couldn't do that. I couldn't watch something halfway through. No. I can't watch a film halfway through.
No, it is a bit weird to do that. And I think if you are going to do it, you say nothing to everybody else. You wait until after the programme, especially if it's on live.
Is it okay to ask questions during the programme?
In ad breaks, if you're watching commercial television. Mm. If you have it tuned for your television.
Okay. Right. I think it's all right. I won't be bothered if I was watching telly with you, Trevor.
Well, I would.
And you wanted to ask a question. You could pause it. Just pause it and go on, say that again.
Yeah, but not everybody has those things, pause capacity.
Yeah, but you can do it. You wait for a moment, though, where it gets a bit quiet or...
Right. This last question is from Lewis. What do you think of the relatively new phenomenon that is Netflix cheating?
Oh.
If you don't know, this is where you watch an episode of your favourite Netflix behind your partner's, brother's, sister's, mother's back. Very controversial.
I've been Netflix cheated on. And it's... I've actually...
With what series?
We were watching Line of Duty. I was fuming. I don't like it, but sometimes you can't...
Yeah,
I've done it myself, you know, I'm no angel, I've done it myself. You're just like, it's the temptation, isn't it? It's there in front of you, and you're like, oh, God, I want this so bad.
Oh, gosh, right.
Yeah, I know people that have, like, I think there was something in the paper where a couple split up over this. I know people, if you're in a, like, relationship, in a serious relationship, you should probably not Netflix cheat.
No. I think if you agree to watch a programme...
Together. Yeah.
Then... Mm. You watch it together. When we were away on holiday a few weeks ago there was that Princess Margaret, your good friend's documentary that was on BBC Two. And if I had discovered that Mikey had watched one of those episodes without me, I probably would have split up.
Oh, really? Is it okay? Because I've done this before where I've been away and the person that I'm watching it with has been like, right, you watch it as well, watch it. So it's been on, say, The Bodyguard, it's been on telly on Sunday.
No, not The Bodyguard. I kept making this mistake as well. It's Bodyguard. Just Bodyguard. The Bodyguard is what you did your dissertation on or whatever we discovered last week.
So, is it okay to say, right, you watch it in your hotel?
You possibly did the campest dissertation ever.
Do you think?
You did your dissertation on Whitney Houston.
And I went to watch that that film that came out about it recently. I went to watch it at the cinema on my own.
Whitney, Can I Be Me?
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking I was the only guy in there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched that on a plane.
Did you? Yeah. It was good, weren't it? In fact, it was all right. There was a one on Channel 5 about a year ago that was really good. That I thought was better.
Okay. So if you're going to tell a friend one thing that you've learned from this podcast, Jordan, what would it be?
Netflix cheating's not good. And I also learned that William Hanson, the etiquette coach, eats his dinner tea off his lap like a common... what's that word? It's going to come to me. Like a common... he said it to the copper at the gate. Don't tell me.
Pleb.
Like a common pleb.
Well, and when I do, I still have a tray, proper china, proper cutlery, and a linen napkin.
Don't forget, if you want our help with something on the podcast, then you can tweet us and you can see our lovely pictures of our beautiful faces and more on Instagram. Both are at SextedMyBoss. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on our website, which is SextedMyBoss.com.
And if you like Help I Sexted My Boss, share the G&D for love with your friends and write a review on iTunes. I thank you.
Off feed us then. I said that right?
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.